This is Ian Gray from planetariangray.com, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub.
I have one short story for you tonight, and it is an entry in my series of stories about Basil and Zoe. This story, read by Mark the Encaffeinated One, is called From the Logs of Basil.
Computer, begin recording. Ready to record. Please begin. Executive Officer's Log, 4th of December, 2369. The Cousteau has just completed a humanitarian mission to the planet we refer to as Aquaria 3, though the native population, a race of sentient marine mammals not far removed from the Terran cetacean species, has a different name for their world. The organic beings among our crew has been unable to reproduce the name, but I have managed a close approximation that the locals told me was close enough for krill. Our mission was to bring a vaccine for the influenza-like epidemic currently attacking most of the member planets of the Coalition of Aligned Worlds. As a synthetic life form, I am, of course, immune, but many of my colleagues and friends have contracted the disease, though our CMO, as a member of the team who created the vaccine, has ensured they all survived. We do not yet have enough evidence to present to the Coalition Council, but my captain, our CMO, and I believe that this virus is not an organic evolution of the Redalian flu, as it initially seemed, but a form of chemical warfare initiated by the Coprinium Empire, a body of worlds with which we have had contentious relations for over a century. It is my hope that we, and the other ships of the Coalition Star Navy, will be able to deliver the vaccine to all of our member worlds in time to inoculate most, if not all, of the population at risk. To that end, we will be rendezvousing with our sister ship, the Ballard, in 7 standard days to pass on the vaccine and the code to create it, as well as to exchange information. Executive Officer's Log complete. Save and end recording.
Acknowledged. Recording saved.
Tea service for one, please. Peppermint tarragon blend. Pot of honey. Computer, begin recording.
Ready to record. Please begin.
Personal log. Executive Officer Commander Basil Rathburn. 4th of December, 2369. It is a Thursday night, and we have just completed a successful humanitarian mission. The population of Aquaria 3 is grateful for our assistance, but it is not the mission that is foremost in my thoughts this evening, but my girlfriend, Zoe. As an avid swimmer and surfer, she is fascinated by water worlds, and I regret that she was not aboard the Cousteau during the assignment. Instead, she is in the middle of a theatrical performance on the planet Winter, where I will be joining her to celebrate the Terran holiday of Christmas. I must confess, I am concerned about this trip. First, I am worried that her father and extended family will not accept me, or our relationship. Zoe's mother served with me here on the Cousteau for several years, and it is with her permission, even encouragement, that we first became friends, and then more. But her father resents his ex-wife's career in the Star Navy, and it is my position as an officer, as well as the fact that I am synthetic, that gives me pause. Zoe assures me that her family will accept me because they love her, but I am still concerned. My second point of contention is that I am planning to find a moment, the perfect moment, to propose marriage to Zoe. She is in a place in her career where work is stable, and I am in no danger of being reassigned or PCS'd unless it is done at my request. I have purchased a ring, and we have had several conversations about marriage, with intentionally vague details, but it is another matter to know that one's partner might still decline. In this, I believe I am no different than any organic being in a similar situation. I share a similarity with other organics in another respect as well. I miss my girlfriend. Our relationship has changed me. Where before I only ate or drank to be polite in public, now I sip Zoe's favorite tea, partly because I enjoy the flavor, and partly because it reminds me of her. I was programmed with basic emotions, but since meeting Zoe, I have cataloged far more than the basics. Roughly 733 distinct emotional states. And while I try my best to live in the moment and simply experience these things, I cannot help but record my feelings for later analysis. But I digress. Marriage is a significant step for organics, and it is no less significant for me. While Zoe and I have discussed the fact that I do not appear to age, we have not discussed that a permanent affiliation with me will rob her of her chance to experience motherhood in all its aspects. I cannot sire human children. She knows this, but we have never discussed the implications. I have no option but to trust my connection with the woman I love and hope that she perceives the same connection I do. Computer, save recording and end. Recording saved. Computer, place subspace call to Zoe Lauren Harris, Crystal City Inn, Crystal City, winter.
The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Auphonic iPhone app and or Audacity. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 international license. This means that you can share it with your friends or repost it as long as you credit me and link to my site. For show notes, including detailed credits and contact information, visit bathtubmermaid.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meliss, that's spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, and Facebook at facebook.com/MissMeliss, again spelled with the Y-S-S-E ending. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.